LSU Wax Center economists estimate that the 2011 drought has caused $390 million in damage to Louisiana agriculture. Kirk Guidry says crops and farmers were affected in three different ways.
Lost gross revenue because they had less yield. Losses in net revenue because they weren't able to plant some acres because of the drought conditions. And then finally, increased cost of production.
Soybeans suffered the biggest loss with about $1 million worth of damage. Corn farmers lost around $92 million.
When corn was going through its important growing stages, that's probably when we were as dry as we were.
Guidry says cattle, hay, and pasture producers also saw large losses. He says overall, almost 3 million acres of cropland were affected. This marks the third time in 4 years that weather negatively affects the state's agriculture industry.
Some of the same producers that are impacted by drought this year were the same ones that were impacted by flood earlier on, the same ones that were impacted by the excessive rains that we had in 2009, and again, the same ones that were impacted by Hurricanes Gustav and Ike in 2008.
Some crops also were affected by flooding from the Mississippi River and the opening of the Morganza Spillway earlier this year. Guidry estimates flooding caused about $55 million in damage to crops. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.